It helps us refrain from hasty judgment and thus understand our reactions more fully, which, in turn, brings calm and clarity to our daily lives. The founder of the term mindfulness and the person who developed it into a scholarly topic as it is today is Jon Kabat-Zinn. Kabat-Zinn, the developer of the first mindfulness intervention program, MBSR, has also provided many of the definitions of mindfulness used in psychological research. Kabat-Zinn states that mindfulness can affect behavior and attitudes. Moreover, based on his 1982 study, the author also suggests that mindfulness can help individuals become aware of their stress and offer viable methods for coping with it. According to Kabat-Zinn, meditation is an important part of mindfulness and can help individuals cultivate mindfulness long-term. Experiencing the state of mindfulness through exercises lays the foundation for the practice. Furthermore, Kabat-Zinn claims that mindfulness can lead to a more fulfilling life, suggesting a link between mindfulness and well-being. The author compares developing mindfulness to muscular training. Still, in practicing mindfulness, it is the mind that is being trained, and consistency leads to results. Consequently, the suggestion is that the more one practices, the more mindfulness becomes an enhanced personal asset and skill. Mindfulness can be taught and trained, therefore making it a potential work-related stress management tool. However, it can be challenging to incorporate it into organizational activities. For instance, people might tend not to be in the here and now, at work, or there might be resistance to the practice. Mindfulness and meditation can be brought to the workplace, for instance, with mindfulness-based interventions, MBIs, or mindfulness-based programs, MBPs. These terms seem to be used somewhat interchangeably. However, it appears that MBIs can be slightly shorter in their duration, whilst MBPs include more comprehensive training. Corporate MBPs mean organizations' coordinated efforts to facilitate mindfulness at work. The most researched intervention programs are called Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction, MBSR, Mindfulness-Based Cognitive Therapy, MBCT, and Acceptance and Commitment Therapy, ACT. Especially, MBSR and its adaptations have been most extensively researched among these three in clinical psychology. It is possible that individuals continue their practice at home after these programs and at work, and some of the exercises are intended to be done in non-working hours. Mindfulness programs and interventions often consist of specific mindfulness exercises introduced in the workplace in a course-like manner over an extended period, for instance, 8 weeks for MBSR. One common exercise is sitting meditation, a formal practice. In this exercise, one may sit on a cushion, eyes shut, and spine erect. The practice can start by the practitioner noticing their breath. Observing the breath does not mean controlling it. Rather, the one practicing mindfulness this way watches their breathing and, as thoughts arise, notices them and brings attention back to the sensations of breathing. With time, this way of meditating can have the positive effect of increased attentiveness in other areas of life, such as interpersonal relationships. In addition, the practice can lead to personal realizations and skills, such as controlling one's thoughts to some extent. Some other basic exercises included in the programs include body scans, in which the individual progressively scans different parts of the body. This can help the person attune to bodily sensations and emotions, or even boost their physical health, as it activates the parasympathetic nervous system and promotes relaxation. What is more, as a person becomes more aware of their emotions, they can more easily describe them. This makes it possible to understand how one feels and to share it with others. Another common exercise is called loving-kindness meditation, LKM, which is about a mental state of unconditional kind attitude toward all beings. In practice, one cultivates positive wishes for others in mind and body, much as in sitting meditation. LKM has been shown to have benefits for mental health. Additionally, LKM may enable its practitioners to experience more positive emotions and improve their mental health. Practicing mindfulness can result in psychological and physiological benefits. The practice can decrease stress levels, improve well-being, and enhance the ability to function at work. Thus, both individuals and the organization can benefit.